This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, August 23rd, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Tragically, Tuburuka Tefuro, a 20-year-old man in Uganda who had converted from Islam to Christianity in 2019, was tied up and murdered by his own Muslim father on Sunday after he refused to forsake his faith in Christ, reports Morningstar News. Before his untimely death in the Kibuku district, his aunt recalled that Tefuro told his father, quote, "I am mature enough to join any religion that I feel like because I am above 18 years old. I want to confirm that I am saved by the grace of God. I cannot renounce my Christian faith now or in the future," end quote. Matthew 10, verse 22 says, "You will be hated by all because of my name, but it is the one who has endured to the end who will be saved." Fox News Pentagon correspondent Jennifer Griffin quipped Friday that President Biden's speech on the Kabul airlift was so full of misrepresentations that she, quote, "could not fact-check it fast enough," end quote, reports RealClearPolitics.com.
"I'm having a hard time digesting what we heard because I couldn't fact-check it fast enough in real time because there were so many misrepresentations of what is happening on the ground. To hear the president talk about still having an over-the-horizon capability to see what is happening with the remnants of Al-Qaeda, ISIS-K, the Khorasan group, and even the Taliban, that would have required partners on the ground. And what we've seen in recent days is that those partners on the ground have been abandoned. They're in hiding. They're fearing for their lives. They've fled the country. We don't have partners. We don't have eyes and ears. The whole reason that U.S. military cannot leave the airport to go and rescue any Americans who are out in Kabul when British and French special forces can do so is that they don't have any partners left. So I don't see how you can say that with a straight face, that they're going to be over the horizon capabilities to see the terror threat in Afghanistan when this is all said and done. We heard from international leaders around the world that NATO allies were gobsmacked at the sudden announcement and withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan."
Republican Senate Judiciary Committee member Lindsey Graham of South Carolina told Fox News on Friday that if President Joe Biden leaves behind any American or Afghani ally in Afghanistan, then he should be impeached.
"We're duty-bound to get every American citizen out. We're honor-bound to get those Afghans who fought along our side out. If we leave any Americans behind, if we leave thousands of those Afghans who fought along our side behind bravely, Joe Biden deserves to be impeached for a higher crime and misdemeanor of dereliction of duty." Joe Biden has been a wrecking ball regarding foreign policy and national security for 40 years. He was told by our military, "We need a residual force on the ground." Any military commander would be court-martialed for leaving our people behind. And I think the commander-in-chief owes it to every American citizen and owes it to the Afghans who fought along our side to get them out, because if we leave them behind, they're going to get slaughtered.
Some French supermarkets are now requiring their customers to show a COVID pass before entering, reports LifeSiteNews.com. The measure is sparking much controversy as a video showing police blocking the entrance of a supermarket to a group of people has emerged on Twitter. Over the past few weeks, France has extended COVID pass requirements to nearly all basic venues, including bars, cafes, restaurants, cinemas, trains, stadiums, and gyms. Supermarkets are the latest addition to this list. And finally, in response to the Worldview's report that Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott had blocked gender modification for minors, Lone Star conservative activist Ann Newman begs to differ. She said that, quote, "The Texas Department of Family and Protective Services determination in a letter to the governor does not address mastectomies, which have been done on girls as young as 13, puberty blockers given to children as young as 8 years old, chemical castration, or cross-sex hormones, because the governor's letter did not ask about these," end quote. In addition, Newman added, quote, "We need a law, not a letter. Governor Abbott has said we do not have the votes for legislation. That's not true. The Senate has passed bills. GOP Representative Matt Krause has said he has the votes in the House. The truth is that the governor does not want a law, end quote. Call Governor Abbott at 512-463-1782 and ask for a law protecting minors. That's 512-463-1782. Genesis 1 verse 27 says, "So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Monday, August 23rd in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.